Richard Hills is an Auckland City Councillor in the North Shore ward and joins us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Kim.
How are you getting on?
I'm getting on fine, but I'm getting reports of flooding going back into houses. The motorway is closed in both directions in Northcote and Esmond. So we're just asking people to please stay off the roads and avoid driving through any floodwaters.
So State Highway 1 completely shut all lanes near Northcote?
That's the up-to-date information I have, that it's closed in both directions, yeah.
All right. You seem to have been hit fairly hard in the last couple of hours with rain.
Yeah, it was okay through the night, checked a few times, but the last few hours it's come down pretty hard. It seems to have stopped now, but because the ground is so wet already, the floods have just come back in some certain areas pretty quickly.
And so places that have been flooded are flooded again?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I'm not getting pictures of everywhere, but that's what people are messaging me.
All right. Is it raining now?
No, it's just cooled off, but that doesn't mean people should relax. It's just making sure if people see floodwaters rise, they get out, or if they're in danger, call 111. But just please keep off the roads if you don't need to be there.
Yeah, I get the impression that quite a lot of people on the roads, they think it's safe, but it may well not be. A texter has said, please ask people not to flush their toilets, make the water a bit cleaner. Is that a legitimate request, do you think?
Watercare is only saying in a few areas, like down in the Wairoa Valley, to reduce water use because the pump stations were broken. But in a general sense, Watercare has not made that request that people don't flush toilets or anything like that. So no, we're not making those requests. We're just saying be mindful of your water use to help relieve the pressure.
Thank you for that. And you'll be keeping an eye on things today.
Yeah, definitely keeping in touch with our community. They're all pretty stressed and anxious, and it's pretty horrible out there, but also people are really stepping up, helping each other out as well.
We talked to somebody earlier this morning who was watching a slip by her house get increasingly dangerous, and this will be what people will need to keep a watch on throughout the day and in days to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, if people feel in danger with slips, just like the flooding, or they hear cracking or trees coming down, I would just get away from your home and call 111 if you think you're in danger. But the building inspectors can come. There's a few hundred out now doing their best to get to people. But if people feel unsafe, it's just try and head to one of the evacuation centres or head to family and friends.
Thank you. Keep an eye on things, because just because the rain may be over doesn't mean the danger is over as well. Richard Hills, Auckland City Councillor.